Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is showcasing true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Inaugurates Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. BJP leader Rahul Narvekar elected unopposed as Maharashtra Assembly Speaker. Aam Aadmi Party releases second list of 20 candidates for upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. India calls for collective effort to preserve Syria's territorial integrity amid ongoing conflict. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri holds talks with Bangladesh counterpart Rashimuddin as part of India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation in Dhaka. And Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh to face Ting Li Zhen of China in World Chess Championship at Singapore this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur today. Addressing the three-day summit at the Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre, Prime Minister Modi said the development following the mantra of reform, perform and transform is visible in every sector. He said today every expert and investor in the world is very excited about India.
Reform, perform, transform के मंत्र पर चलते हुए भारत ने जो विकास किया है वो हर क्षेत्र में नजर आता है। बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने अपनी इकोनॉमी के साइज करीब करीब डबल किया है। भारत का एक्सपोर्ट भी डबल हो गया है। बीते दशक में एफडीआई भी दो गुना से अधिक हुआ है। भारत ने इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का खर्च करीब 2 trillion रुपए से बढ़कर 11 ट्रिलियन तक पहुंचा दिया है।
The Prime Minister also emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data and that India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Mr. Modi highlighted how the democratization of digital technology is benefiting all sectors and sections of society.
ये सदी टैग ड्रिवन डेटा ड्रिवन सदी है भारत दुनिया को डेमोक्रेसी डेमोग्राफी और डेटा की असली ताकत दिखा रहा है भारत ने दिखाया है कि कैसे डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी का डेमोक्रेटाइजेशन हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग को फायदा पहुंचा रहा है
Referring to the problems related to global supply and value chain, the Prime Minister emphasized that it is very important to have a large manufacturing base in India. That this is important not only for the country but also for the world. Top business leaders of the country have reached Jaipur to participate in the summit. Representatives from 32 countries are participating in the summit in which 17 are partner countries. Day 2 of the event will feature the Pravasi Rajasthani Conclave while the concluding day will host the MSME Conclave. Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch LIC's Bima Sakhi Yojana and lay the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University at Panipat in Haryana today.
The Bima Sakhi Yojana, which is an initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, is designed to empower women aged 18 to 70 years who are class 10 pass. They will receive specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness. After training, they can serve as LIC agents and the graduate Bima Sakhis will have the opportunities to qualify for being considered for development officer roles in LIC. Today, Mr. Modi will also distribute appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. During the program, Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University, Karnal. The main campus and 6 regional research stations spread over 495 acres will be established at a cost of over 700 crore rupees. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Panipat.
BJP leader Rahul Narvekar was unanimously elected as the Speaker of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly today. The proposal to appoint Mr. Narvekar to the post was tabled by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis along with Deputy Chief Ministers Ajit Pawar and Eknath Shinde. Following this, Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolhatkar made the announcement. CM Devendra Fadnavis congratulated Mr. Narvekar on his election and expressed confidence that he would uphold the tradition of the House by conducting its business impartially. The proceedings of the Legislative Assembly began today with the swearing-in of the remaining newly elected MLAs who were administered the oath by Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolhatkar. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is scheduled to address the joint session of the Legislative Assembly and Legislative Council later in the day, followed by the tabling of various ordinances in both houses separately. A four-day special session of the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly began in Ranchi with the welcoming of newly elected members to the House. This session has been convened to enable the newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. The Pro Tem Speaker, Stephen Morandi, is administering the oath to the newly elected members. This will continue till tomorrow. The BJP today declared a list of three candidates for Rajya Sabha by-elections. The party has given tickets to Ryagya Krishnaiya from Andhra Pradesh, Rekha Sharma from Haryana and Sujit Kumar from Odisha. Last month, the Election Commission announced by-polls to six Rajya Sabha seats. Three seats are from Andhra Pradesh and one each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The Aam Aadmi Party today released its second list of 20 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. The party has fielded former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia from Jangpura Assembly constituency, Awadh Ojha from Patparganj seat, Rakhi Bidlan from Madipur, Praveen Kumar from Janakpuri and Surendra Pal Singh Bittu from Timarpur Assembly constituency. Last month, the party released its first list of 11 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. Both Houses of Parliament faced repeated adjournments today over various issues. The issues included alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Noisy scenes prevailed in the Lok Sabha when the House assembled post-noon after the first adjournment. Congress MPs trooped into the well of the House raising slogans. The presiding officer appealed to protesting members to allow the House to function. Amid pandemonium, the House was adjourned till 3 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the House assembled. After the first adjournment at 12 noon, heated arguments were exchanged between the Treasury and opposition benches. The Treasury bench raised allegations of links between Congress leaders and the US-based George Soros Foundation. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said it is not possible to run the House as it is not in order and adjourned it till 2 p.m.
It is an occasion for us to commit and resolve that our actions will be exemplified, keeping in view preamble of the Indian Constitution, and our dialogue and discourse will be attended with respect for one another in a spirit of deep understanding. I am sure the honourable members will lay very high standards in parliamentary proceedings and functioning so as to be a role model for legislatures all over the country.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has urged the Congress and other opposition parties to come together and fight unitedly against anti-India forces. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said some issues should not be seen through political lenses. He alleged that a recent report available in the public domain has revealed links between George Soros Foundation and a senior opposition leader.
जॉर्ज सोरोस और उसके जो लिंक सामने में जो आए हैं चाहे राहुल गांधी जी का नाम हो सोनिया गांधी जी का नाम हो हम इसको कांग्रेस पार्टी के रूप से भी नहीं देखते हैं कोई भी भारतीय अगर विदेशी ताकतों के साथ जो भारत विरोधी है उनसे लिंक होते हैं और भारत का खिलाफ काम करते हैं तो गंभीरता से लेना चाहिए तो उसका खिलाफ हम एकजुट होकर के लड़ना चाहिए.
Some schools in the national capital, Delhi, received bomb threats via email this morning. Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi said police teams have reached all the places immediately after receiving the email. He also assured the security of all schools and the children. Talking to media, DCP of Southeast District, Surendra Chaudhary, said police is taking necessary action to counter the bomb threats.
Southwest district mein 4 schools mein is tarah ki mail mili thi jo Delhi mein 40 se zyada schoolon mein gayi hai to ye hame information milne ke baad mein police bal jo SHO ke sath mein wahan pahuncha apne BDT team se bhi check karwaya hai kisi prakar ki koi suspicious thing wahan nahi mili hai to mera sabhi parents se aur sabhi se ye appeal hai ki kisi prakar ki panic nahi kare baki hum is pe kaam kar rahe hain.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. India has underlined the need for all parties to work towards preserving the unity, sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said it is monitoring the situation and ongoing developments in Syria. New Delhi advocated a peaceful and inclusive Syrian-led political process, respecting the aspirations of all sections of Syrian society. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Damascus is in touch with the Indian community for their safety and security. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is leading the Indian delegation at the India-Bangladesh Foreign Office Consultation FOC in Dhaka with his Bangladeshi counterpart Jashimuddin. The consultation commenced at 11 a.m. this morning at the State Guest House Padma in Dhaka. Mr. Misri arrived in Dhaka in an Indian Air Force aircraft around 8:30 a.m. today. Following the meeting, the Foreign Secretary is scheduled to attend a luncheon and hold a courtesy call with Foreign Affairs Advisor of Bangladesh, Mohammad Tawheed Hussain. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate INS Tushil at the Antra shipyard in Kaliningrad, Russia today. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, will also be present on the occasion. The Defence Minister arrived in Moscow last night on a three-day visit to Russia. Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh will face defending champion Ting Liren of China today in the 12th game. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST in Singapore. With only three games remaining, the pressure is on 32-year-old Ting, who will play with the white pieces. In hockey, defending champions India will take on Malaysia today in a Pool A match of the Women's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. IST. In another match, Chinese Taipei will face South Korea in a Pool B encounter starting 6:15 p.m. IST. In squash, India defeated Colombia 2-1 in their opening Group C match of the women's competition at the World Squash Team Championships 2024 being held in Hong Kong, China. The Indian women's team will next face Belgium this afternoon with a match scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. IST. This is the first time Hong Kong, China is hosting the championship and also the first edition where the men's and women's competitions are being held concurrently. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, West Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the northwest, central and east India during the next 3 days. The Met Department also forecast heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with losses in the afternoon trade today, weighed down by FMCG stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 135 points or 0.16% to 81,578, and the NSE Nifty 50 fell 43 points or 0.18%. to 24,635 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is showcasing true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Inaugurates rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. BJP leader Rahul Narvekar elected unopposed as Maharashtra Assembly Speaker. Aam Aadmi Party releases second list of 20 candidates for upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. India calls for collective effort to preserve Syria's territorial integrity amid ongoing conflict. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri holds talks with Bangladesh counterpart Jashimuddin as part of India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation in Dhaka, and Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh to face Ting Liu Ren of China in World Chess Championship at Singapore this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.